What's happening with the broadcast?
Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Did you know that radio broadcast was a hoax?
Additional restrictions to broadcast standards?
Yes, people are pretty upset.
Which means I'm free of all broadcast regulations.
You are being broadcast around the world.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have something special today. A public service announcement from Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local and the Babylon Bee Virtual News Service.
So, you're heading home for Thanksgiving, but your family supports Trump. Not good. You're probably wondering, how can I show them I'm a good, tolerant person and they're all terrible, intolerant people? And how can I find common ground with these rednecks who are literally Hitler? Well, you're in luck. Because I, too, am a good person who likes to share my superiority with those around me. Today, we're going to show you how to talk about Trump with your racist uncle this Thanksgiving. First, try slowly and articulately explaining to him how he is a racist, a bigot, a Nazi, and just an overall garbage person. You can even use simple visual aids if you want to. Next, you can help educate your backward, bigoted family members by handing out copies of Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility. This thoughtful holiday gift will endear them to you and open up the door for more conversation later. Now, sometimes your family might disagree with you and attempt to use far-right tactics, such as facts and logic. Counter this with a powerful haka dance. Fourth, you can easily get through to these MAGA bigots, or maggots for short, by reenacting the entirety of Hamilton. Let it never be said that you threw away your shot. Ah, here's a good one. When your arguments just aren't getting through to them, try screaming at the sky. Simple, but effective. Tip number six. When you're encountering opinions you disagree with, just run away to a secure location. You might call it a space that is safe. If someone follows you there, then go somewhere else, and so on and so on. And finally, and perhaps most effectively, just start a good food fight. It works every time. Use these simple tips, and you'll convert your MAGA family in no time. Because you're right, and they're Nazis. Good luck out there, fellow member of the resistance. If you have any other helpful tips in dealing with your maggot family members, just leave them in the comments down below. Or shout them at the sky. Works every time.
I hope you were taking notes, because my guess is you might need some of those tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri live and dangerously local. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I know I always say that, but it's always true. We've got a great guest for you after the 8 o'clock news. This guy is going to be talking. You don't know his name because I haven't told it to you. His name is Brian Crossman, and very good guy. He is going to be talking with us about the Christmas in the apostrophe Ville. The Christmas in the apostrophe Ville is put on by the Wetzel Tyler Chamber of Commerce, and it's going to be happening in downtown New Martinsville, thus the apostrophe Ville. And he's going to be with us after the 8 o'clock news, a live exclusive interview, telling us all the neat stuff going on there, including the snowman soup. I think there's a snowman soup. Hold on a second. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I have it here somewhere. Where do they put this? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, snowman soup. I have no idea what that is. So anyway, we'll have a lot of fun with him. And it's Christmas in the apostrophe Ville, Wetzel County, Tyler County, Chamber of Commerce. So We've got all of that for you. So much for you this morning. It's difficult to know where to begin. Oh, I know where to begin. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Download that River Network app. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network. These great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. We cover both broadcast bands, AM and FM. And we do it in a way that defies pretty much description with these translators and AM stations. Anyway, make sure that you download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Today's show, Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, is going to be rebroadcast on Saturday. So think of it as Thanksgiving Day leftovers or something. All right, fine. So we've got that going on. Have you seen the latest from Kamala Harris? Yes, I know she was defeated. It was a landslide loss and this, that, and the other. She put out a 30-second video of her, I guess, doing a pep talk for her supporters. And I swear to you, and I'm not saying this to be mean or anything like that, truly, I swear to you, I think she was drunk. I swear to you. I mean, it was really that bad. Hold on, I've got it here somewhere. Oh, here we go. Hold on, here we go. All right, about 30 seconds, she looks awful. I mean, just like haggard bad. Just not Merle Haggard, but haggard as in, well, really bad. Like the... the next morning when you have a hangover, she looked that bad. Something is amiss here. Let me play this for you. But honestly, she does sound as if she's drunk.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
I'm telling you, she's drunk. I think she's drunk. I swear to God, I'm not saying this to be mean. I, honest to God, truly believe that I think she is drunk. Bad. Next, Mutilation Mike DeWine. For those who don't know, he is the current governor of Ohio. I call him Mutilation Mike because he is a rhino, Republican in name only, which means he loves the transgender agenda. He had an opportunity to to enact a bill into law, a bill that would essentially have stopped the transgender agenda for children and kept dudes out of your daughter's locker rooms. Well, he vetoed that bill. Because at his core, he is a rhino, Republican in name only. Remember, this is the guy that hired Dr. Amy, the Obama lover, to be the head of the health department for the state of Ohio. And she's the one who came up with the masks and the social distancing and the this and the that. The Dr. Amy, that also is Mutilation Mike DeWine. So he's got a very interesting situation right now with Ohio's United States senators. United States Senator J.D. Vance. He is the vice presidential candidate along with Donald Trump. They won, of course. Thank you, God. The Republic is saved for another 4 years at least. And so come January, J.D. Vance is going to be sworn in as the vice president of the United States, which means he presides over the Senate, and his vote will count if there's a tie vote. I mean, J.D. Vance, I can't believe I'm saying this, but for the longest time, I truly had grave, grave reservations about this guy and what he had said about Trump and Trump supporters and all that. And then seemingly out of the blue, he got religion and convinced Donald Trump to endorse him in the previous, not the most recent primary, but the one before that, to replace Rob Portman. And J.D. Vance won. And even then, I had my doubts. I thought Trump made a mistake here. But as it turned out, when I watched him with these interviews with old media, CNN and MSNBC and this, that, and the other, and I've seen him on the campaign trail, so many videos on YouTube of this guy. I've got to tell you, he's won me over. I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's actually won me over. This guy could be the next president of the United States after Donald Trump from Ohio, J.D. Vance. I'm telling you, he is He is that substantial a guy. He really is. So he is going to be sworn in January, unless the deep state decides to wipe out both Trump and J.D. Vance, which I hope they won't, because that would be a bad thing. So Mike DeWine, I'm sorry, Mutilation Mike, the governor of Ohio, gets to pick the next person to replace J.D. Vance. And there's going to be an election shortly after that to see if the guy can hold on to his seat, raise enough money, and this, that, and the other. So this is really interesting to me, because I'd been pushing Vivek Ramaswamy to be the next United States senator from Ohio. He's actually from Columbus. But this guy said no. He wants to work with Elon Musk to reduce the waste and the fat and everything in the federal government, which says to me that Vivek Ramaswamy might be running for president in 4 years. I think that's why he turned down this Senate position. I really do. We will see. In any event, Mutilation Mike DeWine's never liked Trump, never liked him. The rhinos in Ohio and really throughout the country can't stand Trump. So it's going to be really interesting to see if Mutilation Mike pick someone who will be a Trump supporter, or pick someone who is going to be like the decaying Kentucky cadaver, Mitch McConnell, or like West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, or like this woman out of Alaska who is just beyond horrible, United States Senator Mulkowski or something, I forget her name. Also the one out of Maine, Susan Collins, because that's going to make it that much more, excuse me a second. a little cough there. It's going to make it that much more difficult for Donald Trump to actually get his agenda in place when you've got rhino senators. Even though the Republicans control the United States, will control the United States Senate in January, all it takes is a handful of rhinos saying that, oh no, we're not going to have recess appointments. Oh no, it's going to be a long, grueling process. Shelley Moore Capito actually used the word grueling process for her fellow Republican Donald Trump. That's how much they hate Trump, these rhinos. So keep an eye on this. I fear that Mutilation Mike DeWine, as one of his final desperate acts, will pick someone like a Dolan, who is another rhino who lost badly in the primary to not only Bernie Marino, but also to LaRose. Both Trump people, but I'm afraid that he might pick someone like him. And if he does, it's going to make it that much more difficult for the Senate to approve Donald Trump's plans and his nominees and get confirmations and get anything done. These rhinos are part of the deep state. And what's going to be happening in Ohio, probably very soon, I think is going to go a long way in deciding just how difficult it's going to be for Donald Trump. And you've got this Mutilation Mike DeWine rhino who can control a lot of this, and we'll see who he picks. I fear it's going to be pretty bad. I fear it's going to be a Dolan or somebody who also, like at that level, who hates Trump and doesn't want to have anything to do with the Trump agenda. Again, rhinos are the biggest problem that we have. They're worse than the Marxists and the Democratic Party, because at least the Marxists are honest about hating this country. But these rhinos, they're unbelievably bad.